The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to Free Fire Radio, right here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Today, the 6th of October, 7:05 in the morning, the news, the hourly news, at the top of the hour, is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, Caring Compassion Community, Shasta Regional Medical Center. Pat is at the helm.
Good morning, Bots. Good to see you.
He says, abuse me all you want, because next week I'm out of here. I'm making a trip.
I'm going to travel back to Texas and see the kids and visit friends along the way. So,
but hey, we have friends for you to visit in Texas. Have you ever put him together with Cam King?
Wow.
Boy, no,
I've heard about him from Linda, the great
guitarist.
Yeah, but boy, I tell you what,
he's in Fredericksburg.
Yeah, I don't know if you're around.
Yeah,
there.
I've been there for it. That's a great town.
Yeah. Anyway, okay.
From Austin? No, actually, from Albuquerque to Austin. To I met him in Nashville, and we wrote together in Nashville. Then he moved to Fredericksburg, so he's been there for a long time. Married to the woman who went to high school and college with Pam Hill. How small the world is. And then she is head of the VA in Fredericksburg. Yeah,
the Veteran Service Officer. Yeah. Anyway, what's the weather look like, sweetie?
Hey, everybody. Good morning. You know what? This is just too weird. In October, we've got hot, is what they're calling it, with the temperatures around 96 today. I know I was out with the horse yesterday. And I thought, geez, man, I mean, we need our air conditioning, and that's been out for a while. So clear skies with overnight lows of 65, tomorrow high of 92, overnight lows of 63, Sunday with our high of 89, and Sunday night looks like partly cloudy with low of 61. Now, Columbus Day is calling for partly sunny, then a slight chance of showers with our skies and our highs of about 76. Showers likely Monday night with overnight of 58. So there we go. Hot to 76. 90, we're going to go down 20 degrees there. It's over 3 days. So, and the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where, our friends, our veteran-owned business in Anderson, where they give veteran and senior, discounts. Get ready for the winter months coming, folks. Make sure that you've got all your gas and propane needs with Shasta Gas Propane. 365-3793. And with us this morning, I look across the table. How are you?
Looking spiffy.
How's our Haven Humane? Katrina.
Hi, good morning. I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
Okay, now, she brings in, I can't help, I mean, how do you do it? How do you pick out such great animals to bring in here?
Because we have such great animals.
Well, that's the answer. She brought in, I'm sorry, but I'm going to have to tell it, she brings in Wilson. Wilson is this black lab, one of the big head black labs, because there's big heads and small heads.
I didn't realize that. Like people?
They call them big heads.
People have small heads and big heads.
Tell us about
factual.
Wilson is such a classic lab in that he is so goofy. He is so friendly. He's a big boy. He's about 100 pounds.
Yeah.
So he is large but not very in charge, I would say.
Not very in charge. Large but not in charge.
He is so friendly.
Yeah, I come in and he's looking at me, his tongue's hanging out of the side of his mouth going, hi. And then he is just, for a 100-pound dog, you just want to pick him up and cuddle him.
I mean, honestly, though, he definitely inspires that. He's pretty well-mannered because, I mean, you know, he's a very large dog, but he is very good on the leash.
Okay.
He definitely doesn't pull you, which is very nice, because if he definitely could, but he's very sweet. He's very gentle. And like I said, just he's so fun-loving. He really loves toys. He loves treats. He's very smart. He doesn't know a ton. Like, he did come into us as a stray, so we don't know much about his background.
But he's only 3 years old.
Yeah.
And you can get lots of years out of this lab. And, you know, oh, look at that. Okay. He's got his head in Katrina's lap.
I made eye contact, and he got excited.
As soon as you make eye contact with me, he goes, well, I'm your friend. I'm your honey.
And you never know when they're strays like
that. Can we have a lab?
If you want to exercise that dog and clean up after that dog. And
yeah, cleaning up after this dog might be like cleaning up after the horse.
When you work like this, I hate to have a dog that we have a backyard. Yeah. But, the small dog that we had, we had to, put a wire around the bottom of the – we have grape stakes, like the old school.
Oh, yeah.
And she would get out.
She was little. She'd get out.
Yeah. So we had – anyway, it's nerve-wracking because you want to give your pet, excellent care, be there for them.
You would need the whole side of the fence to be gone to do that, okay? All right. Pure Black, he's just a beautiful dog.
He's sweet.
He could lose a few pounds, but that's okay. Yes. He's been living the life in the dorms at the at Haven Humane, and right now he's just gazing lovingly into your
eyes.
I
would think, you never know what happens with a pet like this. Howie was a stray. Was he? Did he get out from a campground? The other thought I had is, what happens if somebody was incarcerated? You know what I mean? He was a pet, and then somebody had to go away. Or somebody died. We don't even know.
We don't know. It's definitely a mystery.
Or you stole a car in Medford and drove down.
He might have,
He's big enough to sit there and drive the car, and I can see him with a little cigar in his mouth. What do you think, Pat?
Yeah.
What do you think? Huh?
Like a dog.
Pat, for joy.
And then that's just what I said earlier. I said, this dog could live on the farm with Joey.
Oh, my gosh. He'd be happy.
He'd be living the dream.
He would with the kids. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Okay. Is it
package ready.
Is it free? Or is it?
Actually, yes.
And this is why. And this is why. Because you've got a special happening right now through Bristle Foundation.
Yes, we're doing the Empty the Shelter, which we do a few times a year thanks to the Bissell Pet Foundation. We're doing this until the 15th. So right now there is no adoption fee for any cat or dog at the shelter.
Okay, that's October 15th. So you only got a few days left. Now, we're on a run here. We've had the pets been here on the show getting adopted, if I remember right.
Yes.
So we're on a run here, and we'd like to continue it with Wilson. But this is just... I'm telling you what, I walked into the studio, and I say this to you all the time. Well, this is the best one you brought in so far. And then I find myself saying that every week and every one of them. But this one right here, I could see in a family with kids.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
How's he with other? He looks like he's laid back that other dogs or cats wouldn't bother him. Am I wrong?
He's done pretty good with other dogs. He's pretty playful.
Yeah.
I mean, he's three, so, labs, they stay young for a very long time.
Until the day they die. They're still up. But, if you look at reels with labs, the things they do.
They're so funny.
They are funny. And he is over there, his tail's wagging, and he goes, just pet me. I'm going to love on you. That dog, you'd have to, but if we had that dog would be in the middle of the bed.
Right. He would take up the whole bed. He's hefty.
I've been where the people had, a larger dog, and you wake up in the morning, and there's the dog's head is on the bed looking at you, going, and you wonder why you wake up. It's because the dog is staring at you.
Right.
Going, hi. Hi. Hey, it's 6:30. It's time for breakfast. Anyway, okay, how do we adopt him?
Well, you can always give us a call, 530-241-1653. You can always also come down to the shelter. Even if you don't have an appointment, we usually will try our best to accommodate you. But he is so sweet. Definitely any lab lover is going to absolutely adore him.
Well, you got to watch those other stations. One of them may want to adopt him right then.
True.
They've done. Have any of the other stations had that happen? One of their on-air guys do that.
They've been very tempted.
Oh, we all are.
So
we
tempted.
All are. Pat, I'm telling you, don't let the dog out of here. Adopt it right now and give it to Joey. Joey may not want to pull that trigger, but guess what? He wants this dog. He's got a perfect place for it.
100%. Yeah, Joey, if you're listening, I'm headed to your house after the show.
And I'm calling you. Pat, see if we can get a photo of – let's get a couple of photos of Wilson here because I'm going to put them on Facebook. You know what? Linda's over there with the dog.
He's laying on his back this whole time.
He's on his back, and his paws are up going, just rub my belly. This is so cool. You know, this is one of the reasons we love having the Maine come in. First of all, I respect everything y'all do, and I think most of the community does. I mean, it's not perfect. It never will be with live beings.
Yeah.
But you all try so hard, and you try to, and there's so many dogs and cats out there now that the Haven is got a lot of animals there. And this is a time that if you're thinking about it, and he is a bigger dog, but what he'd be good on if you had just a regular yard and you had some kids, or if it's just you and you want somebody to go walking with you down the trail.
Exactly. That was him shaking.
he's shaking himself. I thought that Linda had started a fight with him.
Hey, question. Does he bark? I mean, is he a good barker?
Oh.
He does. I wouldn't say that's his go-to move.
His go-to move is to run over and lick you.
Pretty much.
You want to know where the silver is? It's right over here.
He can bark, but he's not super barky, though.
Well, but okay. But a lot of dogs, once they get into a property in the family, then they become protective of the property with their bark. And with his bark, he doesn't have to be mean. Mm-mm. And all you have to see is a 100-pound.
Oh, he's like a big bear that just wants his belly rubbed. I've worked on his paws. I've touched him all over.
Yeah, he's been having a good time.
I always think I do this with my horse, too, is I touch him and I – you know, push them, and I just want to be able to because that's real. And you never know when somebody's going to do that, so I desensitize. And so I just was down there playing, put my finger in his paws, and his face, and his head, and his ears, and he's very acceptable. That he will accept that.
Well, he loves it.
Yeah.
So he's been raised by somebody that loved him.
He's smiling right now. He's just, his tail, he's hot. He knows we're talking about him. So he's just like, I'm so happy. I'm in the thrush of love.
Okay, now immediately after we go to the break, Linda will go in and wash her hands because otherwise we watch hives go up the side of her arms. What are you doing? Okay, Haven Humane, the dog's name is Wilson. We're sold on this dog. He's got nothing but big smiles on his face. And Linda's over there playing with him. Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right, let's take a quick break and we'll be right back.
How much is that doggy in the window? The one with the waggly tail. How much is that doggy in the window? I do hope that doggy is for sale. I must take a trip to California.
Congratulations to all the volunteers and to the registered voters of District 1 in Shasta County. You took a stand against throwing away millions of your taxpayer dollars. Thousands of you signed the petition, and you put the recall of Supervisor Kevin Cry on the ballot. Soon we vote, paid for by the committee to recall Kevin Cry.
The Stillwater Powwow is back at the Reading Rodeo Grounds, October 6th through 8th, with free admission for all ages. See beautiful dancers, hear powerful drummers, and experience the celebration of Native American culture and history. Proudly brought to you by the Reading Ranch and Winterville Resort and Casino. The Stillwater Powwow and the Reading Rodeo Grounds, October 6th through the 8th. For information, visit stillwaterpowwow.com. Brought to you by the Potters, this station, and other proud sponsors.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Congratulations to all the volunteers and to the registered voters of District 1 in Shasta County. You took a stand against throwing away millions of your taxpayer dollars. Thousands of you signed the petition, and you put the recall of Supervisor Kevin Cry on the ballot. Soon we vote, paid for by the committee to recall Kevin Cry.
I've been living one step over the line.
Okay. Oh.
I think that's Pat.
Is that you?
That's a guy named Mark Cooper, a local musician here in Redding.
It sounds
I didn't know that. Mark sang.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's got a fabulous voice.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Okay.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank, our bank. They've got four branches, one in Red Bluff, two right here in Redding, one in Anderson. They've been in the business 17 years, locally owned, locally operated group. One of the top rated small banks in the United States is Cornerstone Community Bank. They've been moving local dreams forward since the day they opened. Now, you want to do some local stuff?
Yeah, I think that you've got, do you have something in your craw? No, it's not my craw.
It's just interesting. Hawes Farms. Everybody knows where Hawes Farms are because they've got that pumpkin patch and the corn maze and seeing if they can make people scream and yell. But they've been expanding over the years, not always with permits. So they've come in and asked them to rezone this whole area. And the county planning commission said yes and went in front of the board of supervisors. And there were both sides. You know, people are saying Hawes are really good neighbors and all this, and others are saying we're upset in the sense that he wants to expand this out 100 acres. You know, it has Ferris wheels and what other stuff they have out there, Pat. They've got one of those, but all different rides, and he wants to use it as kind of a agricultural education type
thing.
It's kind
of like when you think about a kiddie fair where, yeah, you know, they have a
Tilt-a-Whirl, Scrambler, yeah, and a Paratrooper.
I think they have if I'm not mistaken, they have circles with a white, carousel.
Okay, it's a corn maze and, you know, the usual petting
zoo. The usual stuff, nobody's really said anything.
Pumpkin patch, you know.
So it went up in front of the supervisors to vote, and in a surprise, three of the supervisors recused themselves from voting. Mary Rickert says, my land adjoins them, so I can't really vote. Kevin Cry said that I do business with him. And Patrick Jones has a relative that works for him, which probably means that the relative will be fired. And
it could be just some kid who's working the pumpkin patch.
I think he's been working there for a while. Anyway, so when they all recuse themselves, they can't vote because it takes a quorum. So that's been put on hold. So that means that when they're getting ready to open this week, all those rides cannot run. And so there's consternation there. So now they're trying to figure out, well, how can we do this? Do we have to wait till the next election? Or if I was the relative Doug Jones, I'd be looking for another job. Because if he doesn't have, because if he lets him go, then he doesn't have a contact with Hawes Farms. I mean, that would be the simple way of doing it. But then how do you fire somebody? Because I'm going to fire you because your uncle can't vote on this. And then what kind of pressure? I mean, that's really strange on something like that.
Well, if you were in charge, we're talking about how it's written.
I mean, they've spent a lot of money out here, but they've done it without permits, and that's what the problem is.
People are like, why do we have to follow the rules when you – that's probably the rub. Would you say so, Pat?
Yeah, you know, it's difficult, and I can understand the supervisor's position. Even me personally, I have a lot of close contacts with the Hawes. If I was in their position, it would be difficult to render a decision because they're trying
There's
to just
so many
make
people. They've been here forever.
Yeah. You know, it's difficult. I just
Generations.
did a music track for one of their grandchildren a couple days ago.
Yeah. I mean, so they're stuck right now, and the county council is trying to come up, but I frankly, you know, and then it doesn't look good if you fire somebody just because he's a relative of somebody to get a vote.
No, that doesn't seem right.
No, that doesn't seem right. It kind of puts him in a quandary. There was a misunderstanding. And Jones says, it may or may not be that I have to recuse myself because I'm not making any money out of it, you know. So they're looking at it. And so Jones took the position, I'm going to err on the side of caution. I know that's a, you know, Patrick saying that. Yeah, anyway. Okay, but that's kind of a big thing that's locally happening. The other thing is the governor. Do you have right there on the screen the bell of shame?
I'm sorry, Carl. I'm unprepared.
No. I mean, it should be up
I know the one that you're talking about.
Yeah. And I told Liam.
What did that sound like?
Well, that's the one.
The Bell of Shame.
Yeah, that's from Game of Thrones.
Remember when she was walking? Yeah, we used to have that sound. Yeah, when she was walking.
We played it the other day.
Shame.
And I told him, put it up on the screen.
Oh, the Bell of Shame.
The Bell of Shame, where she would go, dun, dun, and go, shame.
Yeah, the whole
thing. And I like playing that when I talk about Governor Newsom.
Oh.
He signs the bill. To essentially ban hand counts.
Shame. 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 Shame.
Yeah, well, would you tell them where that shame got them? They got blown up. They were.
That was.
She annihilated them.
Anyway.
Go ahead.
That was Game of Thrones. That wasn't here. We're not advocating that.
No, I'm just saying that's what happened in Game of Thrones. Go ahead.
Okay. Shasta, okay.
No, we're not.
Governor Newsom
that word.
Signed into a bill that bans hand counts in elections, all but the smallest jurisdictions in California, setting up what could be a political and legal collision in Shasta County. Because Patrick Jones, said Wednesday he'd been expecting the governor to sign a bill because they don't want to have hand counts, which to me is kind of unusual because. We had hand counts for so long, and everybody pretty much accepted them. And now they're saying if a county wants to have it, and if they want to spend the money on it, that's just too bad. You're not going to hand count. Because they're afraid, in my opinion, they're concerned, afraid, might be the right word, is that other counties are going to want to do this. And say, you know what, we want to hand count ours too. So, and to me, if a county wants to do it and spend the money and they vote for it, then guess what? Then you can do that.
It provides seasonal work for some people also.
Yeah, it provides jobs. And Kathy Darling Allen said she's got a plan to do it. It's going to be expensive, but she's got a plan. And then supervisors say, no, there's another plan that makes it a lot less expensive. But the bottom line is I haven't seen either plan. I read Kathy Darling Allen's plan, but only got through 10 of the 185 pages of it. And it was hard to follow. But anyway, the new law will not affect Shasta County's plans to hand count ballots in November 2023 and presidential primary election in March 2024, Jones says. And I believe it does not affect Shasta County, We already made the decision to get away from machines in January and February. Got to have Patrick on. Got to have Kathy Darlene Allen on. Not at the same time. But have them on and then explain, you know, go over this whole thing.
Kathy has a hard job. And I think that, you know, my feeling is that Kathy really, I think she has a heart. This is my feeling, like, as a person. She has a heart in the right place. And I think anybody in a leadership position, and we've experienced it here, not that we're in a leadership position, but I'm reading this article just even on, you know, conservative talk shows. Not that I always think we are super conservative in the things that we do. We cover the community, but you're going to get hit. People are going to want to do hit pieces on you. And Kathy is really, I think she tries. I really believe that in my heart that she tries to deliver to the best that she can. And that's all you want from anybody in a position is to do the best that they can. Am I wrong?
Oh, no. And she's been elected as the county clerk, and she's been reelected and reelected and just won reelection. And as she says, I'm an independently elected county clerk and register of votes. And I consider the board my partner, and they will, and they have to follow the law, okay? They may not think so. I can't control other people. Okay.
Yeah.
So the governor passed or signed that. One of the many bills where if they don't like the thing Shasta County has done, like the wind fountain project and denying the wind farm to be built, the state of California just took it out of our hands and said, well, okay, but we just passed a law that says we can give. We at the state level in an agency can give permission. Yeah, well, you know, there you go. Okay.
Let's take a break. When we come back, I want to talk about five things you need to know today. And we do have ticket giveaways. I'm really excited about that. We've got two plays and special tickets to the Garden of Light. So we will be back after these messages. This portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, located at 2225 Hilltop Drive. For all your jewelry needs, head on there in there for watch repair. They're the only really full service that can handle any of your jewelry needs, gold, silver, platinum, anything that you possibly want to have looked at, give an estimate on, and above. So we'll be right back after these messages.
On a warm summer's evening, on a train bound for nowhere, I met up with a gambler. We were both too tired to sleep, so we took turns of staring out the window at the darkness, till boredom overtook us, and he began to speak. He said, son, I've made a life out of reading people's faces, knowing what the cards were by the way they held their eyes. So if you don't mind my saying, I can see you're out of aces. For a taste of your whiskey, I'll give you some advice.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Redding Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
Turtle Bay's Harvest in the Gardens is Saturday, October 7th, featuring a hay maze, animals, live music, a mini farmer's market, pumpkin painting, and more. Harvest in the Gardens, Saturday, October 7th. Tickets and info at turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay's 17th annual fall plant sale is taking place Saturday, October 7th, featuring California natives and drought-tolerant plants propagated on-site for our region. Turtle Bay's fall plant sale, Saturday, October 7th. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel has a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Susan Eastman, financial advisor, Stifel Nicolaus. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Give me a call at 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
Come join Reading Electric Utility in celebrating Public Power Week on Friday, October 6th. This year's free family event will be held in downtown Reading on the Market Street block. There will be electric safety demonstrations, police and fire demonstrations, and free treats. This event will include energy-efficient raffle prizes, including a new e-bike. Come join the celebration on Friday, October 6th from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. For more information, call 530-339-7300 or visit our Facebook page at Reading Electric Utility.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Shout out to Reading Rancheria. Appreciate you guys for all your help. With the help that you guys gave us, we were able to stick around, retain some of our employees, and make sure all the customers got what they needed. Thank you, guys.
Hi there. Us here at the Post Office Saloon would like to thank the Reading Rancheria for supporting us and our community through the COVID pandemic.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Well, good morning.
And welcome back.
I love it.
Radio. We call on the bot. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Nobody knows more about repairing windshields than Jeff Wurst. He's been doing this for a couple of decades. He guarantees his work. He doesn't take chances with your safety, whether it's a small chip or a crack over 2 feet in length. He can fix it. He's fixed our windshields on numerous times, and friends of ours and people who have listened to our show and gone taking it down, taking their vehicles down, car, truck, RV, down to Jeff at 3208 South Market Street, and he's fixed them, and everybody's happy. And that's rare that you can get everybody that's happy after a repair. For a free inspection and analysis, drop by that his address at 3208 South Market Street, or give Jeff a call at 530-241-8373 for an appointment. Locally owned, locally operated shop, and it's a better-known business. Crackmaster Windshield Repair. And we're here with Ken White, and he's talking up Simpson University. Y'all are having some events coming up.
Thank you for coming.
Hey, thank you guys again for having me. This is awesome. And great bumper music, by the way.
Right.
Pat. That
Thanks.
Was awesome.
That's what I was going to say. Hey. I mean, yeah. I love playing a little bit more of that bump music when we come in because it just kind of gets you right into the groove. And I was like, Carl, do you even know what the song is?
I don't even know what the song is, but it was good.
Funky music.
Oh, yeah,
Right?
Yeah.
Gee, guys, that was a local musician named Steve Herman playing funky music.
Okay.
That's awesome.
But
that's
it sounded like it could have been the intro to Play That Funky Music by Rick James, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, when they wrote that original piece, they were appearing, the group was appearing at a predominantly black concert, and one of the people said to them, you know, why don't you, you know, you boys got to be playing some funky music, and they literally wrote the song
on
backstage.
Oh, that's awesome.
And, yeah, just part of the trivia that just clogs up my brain. Okay.
Talent I do not possess.
No. Now, what are we talking about?
We're talking about homecoming. Two weeks from today. Starting on the 20th, Simpson University's homecoming weekend. The community, this is just starting to ramp up this has become and becoming one of the big events in Reading that you want to be a part of. Homecoming at Simpson historically has been an on-campus endeavor, where we just have a basketball game or something like that. The new president, Norm Hall, who's been here about five years now.
Well, he's great.
You can't call him new anymore.
Yeah, that's true. I guess he's been here a while, huh? He's kind of almost a native now.
He is he's a figurehead. I mean, a good figurehead.
Yeah. So he's got a vision for homecoming
leader.
That is much, much bigger than anything we've done, historically. And so this year, it's going to be awesome. I don't know how many people in the community know our baseball field is complete. Bleachers and stands, we're working on some temporary seating options, but the field is complete. Lights are done. Scoreboard's up. It is a fully playable facility and probably one of the best in the conference. And so Friday night on the 20th, we're going to have an alumni baseball game. If you've ever played baseball for Simpson University, we want you there. We're going to honor you. We're talking commemorative baseballs. We're talking, enjoying your family, barbecue, and the lights are going to come on for the first time. And after the game, something we don't get to see in Reading except at the 4th of July, we're going to have a fireworks show. And the whole community is invited to come out for that alumni baseball game, enjoy the fireworks, sit with their family, buy some barbecue, and just have a great time.
Well, how do we get tickets? And tell us, okay, so that's October 20th.
That's October 20th.
And I'm looking online and I'm seeing...
That's the start of the weekend.
Yes. Yeah. Okay, that's the start.
That's just the start. Yeah, there's a lot more. Tickets for that event are free. So if you want to register, we'd love to, especially if you're an alum, we'd love to have you register so we know you're coming out to play, to be a part of the ceremony, and to be honored that evening. We're going to have a ceremonial first pitch and a ceremonial lighting of the lights. It'll be awesome. It'll be absolutely awesome. And then on Saturday, that's our huge day. There's so much going on Saturday. It's hard to – I don't know if we'll get it all in before your next break. But Saturday morning kicks off with a 5K. Carl, you and I have talked about this. That 5K will benefit Hire Heroes, which is a veterans service organization, the largest and most effective nonprofit in the country that helps our veterans find employment. It was founded by a former Simpson donor. And they're based out of the South, and he has just done an amazing job. His name is John Bartis, of recruiting national corporations and local businesses to commit to hiring veterans and then also providing services to our veterans to make sure that they're ready for that interview and get the job. So they have just done an amazing, amazing job. Hundreds of thousands of veterans are getting employment through this organization nationwide.
And that's Hire Hero.
Hire Heroes. So it's a $15 entry fee, gets you a T-shirt, and all the net proceeds are going to go to Hire Heroes to help them help our veterans.
Now, what time does that 5K begin?
8 o'clock. We're asking everybody to show up a little bit earlier than that to get registered, get checked in, get your T-shirt, and then it'll kick off at 8 o'clock. And it's just you can run, you can walk. If you're in a wheelchair, you can wheel it. Whatever it is that you feel like you can do, you can do. So it's open to everybody. It's not a hardcore marathon or anything.
And
like
where would that be held?
That's going to be on campus.
Okay.
The course is really simple. We're going to run from the campus right at the heart of campus where our practice field is for the football team. It's the center of campus. It starts there and it goes down to the RSA, the roundabout at RSA on Shasta View, and comes right back. It's very simple, flat course, and straightforward. There's not a lot of obstacles.
Is it kind of like downhill? So if I got on roller skates,
about half of it is downhill.
And can I use my electric roller skates?
Actually,
it takes me up the hill.
Yeah, there's almost no slope to the course at all. It's pretty flat, Carl. I think you can handle it.
loving it.
You could ride your scooter. We'll let you.
Okay. Yeah. My electric bike. If I had an electric bike. I don't have an electric bike.
Gotcha.
But you can walk it. So I think the thing is that support our veterans. We love the idea of Hire Heroes, the concept of, in fact, I think the other night you came home, or the other day you came home from an event and you said.
It was an event out at Simpson.
Yes. And you were talking about, how many people that are business owners in the Reading or the North State area actually look into hiring veterans
and making that a priority
and making that a priority.
Right.
What I said is I bet I could go to any of these, not necessarily Reading because we are different up here, but you go to these other companies and you can walk in there and say, oh, diversity,
right.
race, religion, sexual orientation. But if you ask them, okay, where are your veterans that are sitting up here on the boards? You wouldn't have that many.
Right.
And we need to get the word out that hiring a veteran is a plus for a company.
Absolutely.
In so many ways.
Yeah.
And our community. Just law enforcement. Yeah. Not just law enforcement. And you know, they do a great job there. But things like with men and women who have learned how to make plans and how to execute plans and to make decisions under tough situations and to have a leadership have a leadership ability to have people follow them and because they know they're being taken care of. I mean, veterans are just, to me, is a no-brainer on being able to hire. But, you know, how many people put that out there? Veterans get first consideration.
Yeah.
That's all you have to put on there. It doesn't mean you're going to hire a veteran, but they get first consideration.
We have made it a priority at Simpson to serve our veterans. We have I want to say it's been about 8 to 10 years ago, we started a veteran success center. Most schools have a student success center. Many have a veteran success center, but not all. And we wanted to make that commitment. And so a veteran success center serves the specific needs of veterans. They help them through the enrollment process and getting their VA benefits squared away and the tuition payment schedules all taken care of through financial aid. They help you find employment. We now have an agreement with Hire Heroes. In fact, they've helped a couple of our students now through that employment process.
Because when you're using the VA for your GI Bill, there's always a lag time there. And when I got my teaching credentials from Simpson, don't worry about it. It's coming in.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the way they looked at it. And they took care of all the paperwork.
Exactly.
Yeah. And it's a big help.
And there's so many other needs for veterans oftentimes, particularly now that we've had, 20 years of combat. Overseas, we're seeing a lot of those folks come in with, PTSD or mental health issues that they're not even fully sometimes aware of. And so helping them navigate the access to services within the community, that's what our center does. And so they can be right on campus and have an opportunity to get any help or assistance navigating veteran-specific issues. So,
and we got to take a break here. But the other thing they do is they go in there, and it's kind of their area, and they sit there and they giggle about things they hear. They're 22, 23, 24, and have been through a combat tour or two. And they say, guess what I heard today in class?
Yeah.
And it's from an 18-year-old who just knows everything.
Right.
And they sit there, what do? Oh, I don't laugh out loud.
Yeah.
I just kind of look down at my book and think, they'll eventually get it.
Yeah.
So, okay, got to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Maxwell Insurance and Maxwell Insurance and Financial.
Yeah, Maxwell Insurance and Financial. They have all of our insurance as well. And you can sit down if you're trying to figure out what to do with Medicare, Medicaid, whatever it is that you're doing, changing, trying to figure out fire insurance, life insurance, what you're doing. You could sit down, and she is a wonderful consultant. And her team, believe me, we have friends where her team has come in and helped save the day. That's Judy Maxwell, Maxwell Insurance. She's located right there on Hilltop Drive.
1378 Hilltop Drive.
Give them a call today. We're going to take a break.
Sitting in the morning sun. I'll be sitting when the evening comes. Watching the ships roll in.
Congratulations to all the volunteers and to the registered voters of District 1 in Shasta County. You took a stand against throwing away millions of your taxpayer dollars. Thousands of you signed the petition and you put the recall of Supervisor Kevin Cry on the ballot. Soon we vote, paid for by the committee to recall Kevin Cry.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Get ready for great fall family fun at Turtle Bay's Oktoberfest, taking place Saturday, October 14th from 5 to 8 p.m. featuring local breweries, food, live music, animals, games, and more. Oktoberfest-themed costumes are encouraged. Each ticket includes your first beer or root beer for the kids. Presented by Liquor Barn and Sasquatch Car Wash. Oktoberfest at Turtle Bay, Saturday, October 14th. Tickets and info at turtlebay.org.
John Michael Hinton, renowned illusionist, will be at Simpson University for homecoming weekend. He's coming to Reading for one night only, a magic show you don't want to miss. A Simpson University alumni, John Michael Hinton's captivating illusions make people doubt their reality. Buy your tickets now for John Michael Hinton, Saturday, October 21st, and bring the family. Visit simpsonu.edu/Hinton to get your tickets today. That's simpsonu.edu/Hinton.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Reading on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
American Ironworks, specializing in custom fabrication from designer gates, decorative railings, handmade furnishings to giant works of art. With over 20 years of experience in Northern California, American Ironworks provides the highest quality of craftsmanship for your home or commercial space. American Ironworks also offers hand-sketched and 3D graphic designs to help bring your concept to reality. Visit our website and social media at American Ironworks or call 530-949-0710, 530-949-0710.
Congratulations to all the volunteers and to the registered voters of District 1 in Shasta County. You took a stand against throwing away millions of your taxpayer dollars. Thousands of you signed the petition, and you put the recall of Supervisor Kevin Cry on the ballot. Soon we vote, paid for by the committee to recall Kevin Cry.
By radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott, 7:51 in the morning here on the 6th of October. 69 degrees out there. Ken White is our guest, who is, you are the director of
advancement.
Of advancement.
Which most people go, what the heck is that?
We're talking about Simpson homecoming. Now they got a football team. Won the first game. It wasn't really his game. It was a game. It looked like a game, but
it was a game.
It was a game.
It was a game. It was
with another.
It was their, I guess you could say, not their practice squad. It was like their B team. Full pads, full uniforms.
Yeah.
I assume they sold tickets because the stands were virtually full. But you know, different football. Different schools have multiple like levels of play.
Yeah.
And so we went up to Oregon and played George Fox University on Sunday 2-3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And we went into our first half of Simpson football down 28-6 or 26-6 I think, or 24-6. And we came out in the second half and beat them 28-26. So
whatever coach said during the half.
Yeah,
or you brought in the, or you brought in parts of the Seattle Seahawks taxi squad.
Yeah, well, so because this is a redshirt year, our players can only play in two games and retain their 4-year eligibility. So,
okay,
the goal, because we're recruiting so many freshmen, this gives them a chance to really rise to that collegiate level and not get their heads taken off, you know, playing some guys that might be seniors that are in their fifth or sixth year of football.
And they're 30 years
yeah,
old.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, and so, so this gives them that opportunity. So we're only playing two games. Our next game is, let's see, today is the 6th. It is a week from tomorrow in Kennewick, Washington.
Whoa.
We play Pacific Christian, I think it's Northwest Pacific Christian College in okay. Kennewick, up near Tri-Cities area. And looking forward to another great game. If anybody wants to go, let me know. We'll give you all the details.
Maybe there'll be a couple of booster buses.
You know, we had apparently a really large contingent go up to the George Fox game.
Well, yeah. That was close.
Yeah.
You could make it.
Well, it's
there.
Only like 6 hours.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. This one's actually only about seven, I think, six or 7 hours too.
Okay, you've got something to give away.
I do. Last night on my Thursday night North State Now, I had two great guests. I had Seth McGaha from Turtle Bay, and we talked all about the brand new Garden of Lights. Boy, we're throwing a lot of stuff at you on this Friday about dates and good stuff, but I do have two tickets I promised to give away today. You're going to be one of the first people to win two tickets to the Reading Garden of Lights. Now, that begins on November 17th. It goes to January 7th. These tickets are good for any night, so they're golden, and we do want to give those away to loyal listeners. Thank you for sticking with us, especially, there we go, with the phone call. You know, we've got some stuff going on with the tower and all the great stuff, but you listen online, you listen to the AM. We love you supporting us, so we're going to take that caller, as well as this weekend is the Rocky Horror Show at Axiom. We've got two tickets to give away that's going to go anywhere from October 6th to October 28th. Pat is standing by to get your information because then I need to email that to Nancy Hill, and you get to get two seats to go see this place sells out.
Okay.
We've got two awesome things there.
Those tickets went to Seth. Seth will be stopping by the station. He's a loyal listener, too.
All right.
Seth, the guy that gave them to us, right?
And then Rocky Horror
okay,
Show.
Maybe. Now they're calling for Rocky Horror Picture
yeah.
Show. Okay.
Right.
Anyway,
it's
we're
not,
here with Ken
it's
White.
Rocky Horror Show. I want to say Picture
oh, yeah,
Show.
Not Picture Show. Okay. It's Rocky Horror Show. Okay. And we're here with Ken White. And Ken, we got about 5 minutes left.
Sure.
We're talking about all these things that are going on. What else?
Well, so I told you, I ended with the first event on Saturday, which was the 5K run for veterans.
Right.
The day continues with just a whole slew of events. We've got conference soccer games, an alumni volleyball game, an alumni basketball or a basketball game that's a scrimmage against another team. We can't have official games, so we have to kind of work in these events, and so that we'll have a basketball scrimmage. This will be the community's first opportunity to see our new head basketball coach, 6'9", David Cohn, in his debut.
I think he's been on the show.
And then, I think he has.
That's
I think
right.
You're right.
That's right.
The big event, there's two big events that day. One is that football preview at 1 o'clock. We kick it off with a 12 o'clock tailgate barbecue, and the tailgate, it costs. We're not giving away all the food, but we'd love to, but it is super inexpensive. I think it's $10 a person to come out and have lunch and barbecue brisket and chicken and everything else. And that starts at 12 noon at the heart of the campus. We'll have the football preview at 1 o'clock. And then Saturday evening is that's the big show. We've got John Michael Hinton, and he's a world-renowned illusionist coming to Simpson. There are only 1,500 tickets available for this event, and so we're thinking this might be a sellout, and we're hoping that everybody just comes out and has a great time. He has been on Penn and Teller's Fools.
Oh yeah, this guy's a kid.
He's been all over other television programming, and he performs all over the country and the world. So
and
John Michael Hinton.
And what night is that again?
Saturday the 21st at
eight
p.m. Yep. And the barbecue. We also have a pre-show barbecue for that one that starts at 6:30. So 6:30 barbecue, 8 o'clock. Illusion show, and that's all at Simpson. Tickets are extraordinarily reasonable, $15 per person, another $10 if you want the barbecue. So you can have dinner and a show for $25 a person.
Fabulous. No wonder it'll sell out.
Yeah.
You know, people are watching their pennies, so, you
and,
know, how
and
much
we'll leave
fun.
And we'll leave you guys some tickets to give away.
Oh, fantastic.
And you can see that people were People love tickets.
Yeah, yeah, they love tickets. Did you see this morning?
And
oh, my
in
God.
In today's economy, when it costs you $6 for a gallon of gas,
yeah,
you know, getting a, you know, scoring a free ticket's good. And if we can do that, I'd love to be able to give away free tickets for everything around.
Well, if you guys are up for it, I'll throw in a quick promo on that.
Sure.
If the first person to text me a screenshot of them posting the John Michael Hinton Show on their Facebook or Instagram page, I'll give them two tickets right now.
So. How does that work? Give us a visual.
530-941-7729. That's my mobile. You text me a picture. You take a screenshot of your Facebook page and you posting a picture of the John Michael Hinton Show.
All right.
I will give you two tickets.
Say that phone number one more time for people driving.
530-941-7729.
So they can go wherever they're going, take a picture of themselves, posting in front of their computer the John Hinton.
Just a screenshot. If they go to simpsonu.edu, they'll find the John Michael Hinton Show. They can find it on Facebook. They can find it on Eventbrite. Any one of those pieces, if they're posting it to their site and just take a quick screenshot on their phone or computer, text it to me at that number.
Fantastic.
I'll give them two tickets.
That's great.
Okay.
What a wonderful morning.
Yeah. And thanks a lot, Kim, for being with us.
Thank you for having us.
So many things happening. I think you all are on officially next Tuesday.
I think so.
Next Thursday. So we'll be over at all that stuff that's happening.
You should get
all
an update from the football coach on the on the score for this weekend or that weekend.
Okay. Okay, everybody. We're going to break for the news. And then Congressman LaMalfa is calling in at 8 o'clock, and I can't wait to ask him. What the hell is going on back in D.C.? We'll be right back.
Wall Street worries it will prompt the Fed to keep hiking interest rates to slow the economy in order to fight inflation. 336,000 people hired last month, more than expected. And about that 3.8% unemployment rate, Heritage Foundation economist E.J. Antoni says there's a lot more to it than meets the eye.
What you find is that accounting for all the millions of people missing from the labor force yields an unemployment rate not at 3.8%, but somewhere between 6.3% and 6.8%.
Former President Trump weighing in on the race for Speaker of the House.
After flirting with the idea of serving as interim House Speaker himself, Trump is officially backing Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan to succeed Kevin McCarthy. In a social media post, the former president described Jordan as a star and offered his complete and total endorsement. Jordan, who is a longtime Trump defender, is one of two leading candidates maneuvering for Speaker, along with Louisiana Congressman Steve Scalise. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Although critics dismiss it as a cynical political ploy, the Biden administration seems to be changing its tune on its approach to the wide-open southern border. For one thing, it's resuming deportation flights of Venezuelans amid a growing number entering the U.S. illegally. And the administration argues it is required by law to resume construction of a short section of border wall in South Texas. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas insists the administration's policy on the border barrier has not changed, despite President Biden's campaign promise that not another foot of wall would be built. On Wall Street, stocks are mixed this hour. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Donald Trump's indictment proves that saving America is not going to be easy. There are entrenched powers that are fighting this with everything they've got. They want to keep control over the country, the narrative, and the nation's money supply. Hi, I'm Lance Wallnow. I'm a news analyst, a Christian author, an evangelical leader. I speak to millions of people every week, people just like you. You see, what the elites are doing is using inflation and government handouts and now central bank digital currencies to determine how they're going to control America. And that's why I recommend all Christians start a gold IRA from the Birch Gold Group. Because physical precious metals are one of the few ways you can maintain control over your own savings. To get a free info kit on gold IRAs, text the word FAITH to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and you'll see why a gold IRA can help you. There are no strings attached. Text the word FAITH to 989898 and you're going to be blessed by taking action right now.
Israeli police have arrested an American tourist at the Israel Museum in Jerusalem.
The tourist had hurled works of art to the floor, damaging two second-century Roman statues. The vandalism late on Thursday has raised questions about the safety of Israel's priceless collections, as well as concern about a rise in attacks on cultural heritage in Jerusalem. Police identified the suspect as a radical 40-year-old Jewish American tourist. The man's lawyer denies that he acted out of religious fanaticism. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A Russian missile strike has killed a 10-year-old boy and injured 24 other people in the northeastern Ukrainian city of Kharkiv. The attack coming a day after a strike in the same region killed at least 51 civilians in one of the deadliest attacks in the war in months. Ukrainian President Zelensky describing it as a demonstrably brutal Russian crime. Townhall.com. Well, there is word today of the passing of one of the greatest defensive players in NFL history.
Dick Butkus, the fearsome Hall of Fame linebacker for the Chicago Bears, died Thursday. He was 80. The Chicago native spent 9 seasons as a player for the Bears from 1965 to 1973, earning NFL Defensive Player of the Year honors twice. The team retired his number 51 in 1994.
I'm proud of Chicago, and I'm proud to tell you that when I played for you, I gave it the best I could.
In a social media statement, the team said, quote, Butkus was a legend who embodied what it means to be a Chicago Bear. I'm Geffen Kulba.
A United Nations report says storms, fires, and other extreme weather events led to more than 43 million displacements involving children between 2016 and 2021. UNICEF says the Horn of Africa was especially hard hit. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Pat Carter's at the helm. Good morning, Pat.
Good morning, guys.
Hey, and
great to have you.
The news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center, healing starts here.
All right, you guys, let's go to the weather. Hey, come on in. Ken's coming back. He's got his helmet on. Hey, temperatures today, sunny and hot with a high near 96. We're going to have about 6 to 8 miles per hour winds. Not a big deal tonight. Clear skies with our overnight lows around 65. Great time this weekend to go to the powwow, which is at the Reading Rodeo Grounds, which will be there tonight. Looking forward to seeing that. It's such a cultural experience. Come on out. Saturday, tomorrow, sunny with our skies around 92. And overnight lows tomorrow night with 63. On Sunday, we're calling for sunny skies with a high near 89. And Sunday night, partly cloudy with overnight lows of around 61. Beautiful, beautiful October weather. Columbus Day, which is Monday, looks like we have about a 20% chance of showers after noon. Partly sunny after that with a high near 76. And Monday night, looks like we'll have around 58. So we've got that those varying 20-degree temperatures. And the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, located in Anderson, where they give senior and veteran discounts. They have been our sponsors for the weather since the very beginning, and we're coming up on 14 years, folks. Love that you've been with us. This is your talk radio at 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, also streaming at KCNR1460.com. Welcome back to our Friday 8 o'clock edition.
Waiting for the congressman to call. And
sometimes he gets on the floor and it gets crazy, so we'll see.
Whatever. See.
Yeah,
we'll see what happens.
Yeah, because it's crazy.
Congressman, don't make me have to text you on your phone, okay? Hey, on Monday, and this is everybody's been talking about the Riverfront Riverfront Community Coalition meeting. The first one is going to be this Monday, October 9th at 5:30 in the city council chambers. They're going to be discussing the riverfront plan. It's a public meeting, and it'll be an opportunity for public comment at the end of the agenda. They're going to be talking about, you know, giving an overview and all of this.
it's a good time to show up, to find out what's happening with the rodeo grounds, Asphalt Cowboys. What are the plans that they're looking at, and to get public comment? And public comment starts, like I said, around 7 p.m. But I think to get there at 5:30 and to hear what, you know, what they've gotten so far is important. What do we want that riverfront to look like? Do we want it, you know, what, with the new, you know, laws about Surplus Land Act, even though those are changing dramatically, hopefully, and being able to lease. Of course, the Reading Rodeo Association, we just love to have another 75-year lease down there so that we can, and in full transparency, I'm a member of the Reading Rodeo Association, and Linda's a member of the Reading Rodeo Auxiliary, is that we, you know, we need some closure there. And to say that, yeah, you know, that yes, we do support the rodeo, no matter what the platitudes are that some of them say, they haven't said they will, three of them. And that's, it's going to be interesting to see what happens. There's a lot of support in this town and this area for it. So, good morning, Congressman LaMalfa.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing, Carl, Linda?
We're well, doing good. Great.
You sound clear, present, and ready to roll.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know about ready to roll.
Here's the way I prefaced that you're going to be on today. Congressman, what the hell's going on back there?
that's a good call asking that question.
I'm sure you've had others ask you the same question, maybe in different ways, but what happened?
Well, the rules package got put in January. But just boiling it down real quick, allows one person to bring a motion to vacate the speaker. That was very important to a core group of guys and gals that were in the Freedom Caucus, and it seems like they've been plotting this for most of that time against Kevin McCarthy. So it finally manifested itself in last week when we had a couple votes on, you know, keeping the government open, right, which is important, and don't think I've flipped or anything. There's a lot of things about the government I don't like. I would like to close, but you don't do it wholesale, right? So we had to get some type of document done in order to, you know, keep the lights on in government. It means our soldiers will still get paid. It means contracts will still get fulfilled. It means, you know, military equipment and projects in the pipeline
the VA
don't just get shut down.
Yeah, the VA,
you know,
continues to roll, all of that.
VA, yeah, so we had, and then so the pieces we came up with, we did have some decent spending reductions to a lot of government operations, but we didn't touch VA, we didn't touch military. So, and also, well, this is what we voted on last Friday, right, was and one that had a pretty good boost for border security and integrity, because I think most people around the country look at that as one of their top two issues of what the heck is wrong with the country, other than maybe their own personal finance and economy and inflation like that. It's usually pretty much tied with that as what the heck is going on the border, to kind of rephrase your question, you know. So we had a pretty good package on Friday, and some of these same guys that took Speaker down said, well, that's not quite good enough. We want more. We want to do something even more that probably isn't reachable between the Senate and the White House. So let's take this win and keep moving. Because what the continuing resolution means is that government funding stays at the levels that it's currently at for a period of time longer. Just say, yeah, we didn't get the other stuff done. Just keep everything as is for another, in this case, 45 days. So why are we doing that? Because we were working through the Appropriations Committee process. And so now as people's eyes start to roll back in their head, me saying this stuff, it means that if you want to see the best possible result for where government tax, your tax dollars are spent by the government, the Appropriations Committee does it deliberately, slowly, on TV, in an open committee process. When you get a CR, like a long-term one especially, or the omnibus that they dumped in a flaming bag on our front porch last December when Pelosi and the gang were still in charge. The omnibus could have just about anything in it, and it's going to be 1,000 pages long and a lot of bad news. Some things you do need, a lot of things you don't. So what you would want, what I think what the average person would want if they were, you know, paying closer attention to this stuff, or you sat down and explained how this all is supposed to work, they want the Appropriations Committee to do the work accountably in the light of day. So what happened? There's the appropriations, the federal budget is generally divided up into 12 sections, and the Appropriations Committee takes each of those 12, breaks it out, and debates that. We have a bill, and on that section, and we take it to the floor, hopefully approve it if it's good, and then that gets sent over to the Senate. Then we do the other 11, boom, 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 boom. When all 12 of those are done, that means 100% of the discretionary part of the federal budget has been heard in committee in the light of day, and where people can actually make input on that if they come to committee or send us letters or whatever about, hey, we want to see this in the ag bill. Hey, we want to see this in the military bill. Hey, we want to see this in the government operations bill, you know. And so it's about as, you know, open as you can get. We only got four of those bills done. It's taken a long time to grind through this stuff this year. So those four bills are sent to the Senate. The Senate has not acted on those. And certainly they haven't sent them to the White House. So basically, we had, between the three steps of the process, none are done. So we had to do a 45-day deal so at least the House can get the other eight of them done, sent to the Senate, have a debate, hopefully come to a consensus on that, and send it to the President. Well, between you and me, and I'm not even sure 45 days is enough. That all said, we had a pretty decent bill on Friday to continue operations of the government while we continue the Appropriations Committee process. And then come back and, you know, and still do significant things on the border. But I get what I'm getting at is these few guys that don't like the speaker shot that good bill down on Friday. Saturday we had 18 hours left when we got in the room there to figure out how we're going to not have the government shut down. So on Saturday we had to agree to just a, what was called a straight CR, had no spending reductions in it, didn't have any border fixes in it. It did have some important disaster relief funding for, you know, Hawaii and some of the hurricane stuff going on, and then we were going to try and get some of our fire package in there. Couldn't get that done last minute. So we didn't get as good a bill Saturday, but it's those same guys that shot down the Friday bill, so now they're blaming McCarthy for, well, you guys didn't get us a good bill on Saturday, so, you know, you didn't keep your promise, so we're taking you out. And since the Republicans only cling to right now, there's two vacancies in the House. One seat is a Democrat seat, one is a Republican seat. So that's 433 that we have. You need 217 out of 433 to make a majority. With about four of these guys hardcore going against just about everything, with our, you know, 219 member Republican conference, four of them put you upside down, and so bottom line, I'm giving you a long answer, sorry, but it's, they had the votes to depose the speaker and throw us into another week of chaos.
Well, the Democrats voted as bloc, as usual.
They do. They're good at that. They're good at discipline.
They're controlled. So
yeah, it's not necessarily a good thing, and, you know, as we are all elected duly by the people of our district, not, you know, the Speaker's district, the Speaker Pelosi, whoever. But we do have to be smart enough to know when we've done what we can, we need to now come together because we're going to, you know, if the voters of this country collectively gave us control of the House for a reason, and if you're thinking anywhere along lines like I do, like, well, it's certainly night and day difference between us controlling the House and Pelosi controlling the House in concert with Schumer controlling the Senate, Biden doing whatever he does in the White House. A lot of really bad stuff happened under 2 years of that previously. The U.S. House, under a Republican majority, has been at least able to be a counterbalance to put the brakes on some really crazy amounts of spending and other wild policy that you would see the Sacramento stuff being adopted in Washington, right? You know what Newsom and the gang have been doing down there? That would get traction in Washington. So, but when we have at least four guys, it's not like, hey, you know, Carl asking Doug, what is wrong with all those Republicans back there? It's like, well, it's really just a handful that are not figuring out how to get along. And so that's kind of where we are.
Okay. Congressman, we have to take a two-minute break. When we come back, I want your opinion on who do you think has got the lead in the vote that's going to happen next week to become Speaker of the House, or at least your ideas on the people running and who you think might have a good chance. We're going to take a two-minute break, and we'll be right back. This portion of the show brought to you by PSA2 Area on Agency on Aging, and they have a Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program. It's no cost to the people in it, and it helps keep people, older adults and persons with disabilities, those aged, to be able to stay in their home. Give them a call at 530-842-1687. We'll be right back in 2 minutes.
Babies into running around, hanging with the crowd, putting your business in the street, talking out loud, saying you bought a this and that. How much you done spent? I swear she must believe it's all heaven sent. Get it, boy. You better bring the chick around. To the sad, sad truth, the dirty law down. Taught her how to talk like that.
Congratulations to all the volunteers and to the registered voters of District 1 in Shasta County. You took a stand against throwing away millions of your taxpayer dollars. Thousands of you signed the petition, and you put the recall of Supervisor Kevin Cry on the ballot. Soon we vote, paid for by the committee to recall Kevin Cry.
The Stillwater Powwow is back at the Reading Rodeo Grounds, October 6th through 8th, with free admission for all ages. See beautiful dancers, hear powerful drummers, and experience the celebration of Native American culture and history. Proudly brought to you by the Reading Rancheria and Winterville Resort and Casino. The Stillwater Powwow and the Reading Rodeo Grounds, October 6th through the 8th. For information, visit stillwaterpowwow.com. Brought to you by the Potters, this station, and other proud sponsors.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Congratulations to all the volunteers and to the registered voters of District 1 in Shasta County. You took a stand against throwing away millions of taxpayer dollars. Thousands of you signed the petition, and you put the recall of Supervisor Kevin Cry on the ballot. Soon we vote, paid for by the committee to recall Kevin Cry.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio, this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off of Athens Avenue. Across the parking lot from Lucky Miller's, great place to get your haircut. Locally owned, operated, veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Cypress Square Barbershop, man's last stronghold. Our guest is Congressman Doug Lemoff.
Well, good morning, Congressman. Before we took a break, we were talking about, you know, what's happened with the removal of the Speaker. Our question for you this morning is, who do you think has a chance to be our next Speaker, and how are you feeling about it? What's your opinion?
Well, there's three guys that put names forward here. Kevin Hearn from Oklahoma. He's the chairman of a group called the Republican Study Committee, which has about 140 or 50 of the 219 Republican House members in it. It's a more conservative-leaning group. It develops its own budget and looks at everything from a, you know, pretty conservative viewpoint. So he heads that group. I like him and respect him. Jim Jordan, the chairman of the Judiciary Committee, and I don't think he needs a lot of introduction with the work he's been doing there for this timeline. And Kevin made sure that he was appointed as chairman of that committee. You know, so they've worked very well together. And finally, it's our majority leader, who ranks right behind the speaker, leader of our conference, is Steve Scalise from Louisiana. And so, Steve, you might know several things about him. One of them, more infamous, is that he was one of the victims of the shooting that happened on the baseball practice field just a few years ago, and was nearly lost his life. It was a close call.
Mm.
But he's a really tough guy.
He's fighting cancer right now, too, though, right?
Currently, he's battling a form of blood cancer right now, too, which lately the prospects of, or I mean, he's been attending conferences, he's been coming to votes, and he's still watching his health and kind of keeping to himself a little bit as far as touching and all that sort of thing. But he feels strongly that he's bouncing back, and that the doctors approve, and even his wife approves of stepping forward on this. So those are the three right now that have presented themselves as candidates for the Republican conference there. So I'm.
Are you supporting anybody?
I'm sifting through it right now. So
okay. Jim Jordan seems to be like a big figurehead. You see him when you think about what the news media outlets. You see a lot of him visually on different channels. So I think that's very interesting. Out of the other two, he's somebody whose face is very prominent.
Oh, it means more like a public figure.
Yes.
Yeah, he's getting a lot of airtime because of the work they're doing in Judiciary Committee, along with James Comer on the Investigatory Committee. They both have a lot of ground to cover on the Biden corruption and other things going on in government, and even going back to Adam Schiff and his hijinks and telling, propagating lies, during that whole Russia scandal they tried to put on Trump, and stuff coming out of the secure facility down in the basement of the Capitol. It's like, there's been plenty going on, and there's a lot more. So, yeah, his profile has been raised quite a bit with that work, and I think he's doing great work.
Are these eight holdouts, or the Freedom Caucus people, are they going to have a big say in the next speaker?
There's a whole bunch of the people in the conference that want them to stop extracting so much from everybody else on that, because they were the holdouts on when it took 15 votes to get McCarthy elected speaker, right? And hey, I get there's two sides to that deal. I mean, and on my own personal politics, I'm only one ring away from being Freedom Caucus myself, but I don't go along with the tactics they use in order to get things, because you still have to be a team, right?
Yeah.
So a team that's fractured from within becomes ineffective, and it takes all types of stripes of people to form this. We don't have all fire-breathing conservatives in every district. We have people that are, to use the term, kind of moderate on that, but that's in their belief system, or it's also one that gets them elected in that type of district you might have in Pennsylvania or New York or something. And we got a core of these new New Yorkers that they shouldn't almost even be there. And actually, they're trying to redraw the lines right now. There's somebody went to court and said, these lines weren't drawn fairly or something like that. And even though it was done by an independent redistricting master, it wasn't done by politicians. So, like, what do they want back there? But
go ahead. I didn't know you were finished. Go ahead.
It would seem like they got elected by a fairly blindfolded fair system there, and so the Dems are suing on that, and they might get that. And so these electors that got elected, Republicans got elected fairly, they might, two or three of them, get knocked out, because they'll skew the district back towards a Democrat one. So it's just a giant mess.
Yeah, it feels like a big cluster, if you know what I mean. So the thing, we're all just scrambling, too, thinking about, our leadership, our leadership feels like it's a major, even here locally, feels like we're in chaos. And I know a lot of people are just
you guys got another silly recall happening there. It's just like, you know, it's just, and now the state of California, you see, they actually passed a bill that says you don't have the option of hand counting your ballots in your county. So, you know, Shasta County is like on the target sites right down there in Sacramento from those guys, you know. So
when you play in the shame.
Well, we've got some kind of question mark out of somebody that has put a call in, and I wonder if you, Congressman, could comment on that. The question mark from the caller would be funding Ukraine.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I went for it the first time a year and a half ago. I look at Ukraine as pretty important in several aspects. It's it wants to be its own country. It's it wants to adopt more European, and it kind of has, you know, a European way of living. And I visited there, and I visited, you know, a couple of years ago, and it's you know, it's pretty good. I get a good vibe from just the regular people there that we ran into and such. But it's a very important part of the breadbasket of the world. If you don't have Ukraine's production, then there's a bunch of the world that's not going to get grain and a lot of other ag products. They're a very important ag exporter there. And the whole concept of Russia just getting to come in and muscle over them, they've gotten away with it in Crimea for years. And then Bill Clinton, when the Soviet Union broke up, he said, hey, if you guys get rid of those nuclear arms, we'll be behind you, we'll back you, we'll defend you. So there wasn't, I guess, a formal treaty for that, but there was an implication. So that kind of hangs out over my head a little bit, too. So they got plenty of things wrong. Anyway, so the first time around, I supported it. Lately, I have not been as inclined to do so. There were several amendments on the bill we did last week to quit funding this, quit sending arms, don't send cluster bombs, you know, things like that. I voted for all of those to stop doing that. So, but there was a vote that came a little bit later that night that I misinterpreted. I thought it was a humanitarian aid bill. It ended up being a funding bill for Ukraine. So I screwed that one up and voted aye on it because I thought it was a different one. It was mainly because of the amount of money, and it wasn't these giant amounts of billions of dollars. So I interpreted that as being the humanitarian aid bill that could go partly to Ukraine and to other things. So I'll admit I screwed up that vote. The only, I guess, saving grace is that so many voted for it that mine wasn't the signing vote on it. So that said, my intention on that wasn't to send more. And as I said, there were six other votes or amendments to it that I voted affirmatively to not send any more armaments or dollars or this or that to Ukraine, because we don't have a plan there that looks like it's going to win. We don't have, I don't know where it stops. And people have a lot of fatigue anyway with how long Afghanistan went and the other, and then the way we withdrew from Afghanistan was just horrific. And
yes,
we lost good people on that because they were incompetent in that. So yeah, I'll take that one. I screwed up that vote,
Well, one out of thousands.
Those are coming rapid fire late at night.
Yeah, but you know, I don't know if that.
That was a different one.
I'm not really sure if that was like about you per se, as you know, maybe a thought about with the fact that you know we've just kind of closed up and moved on, you know, with the Kevin McCarthy removal and what that means with just patching it up until the next time, and some of the things that didn't make it and are going to make it, and people have this on their mind. When we come back, I would like to ask you more about Kevin Hearn, and I'm reading up on him, and that's interesting that he was a McDonald's franchise and part of a national leadership team. More on him, because I think it's interesting. You're right there. You know these guys that could possibly be the new leadership position. So maybe your take on that when we come back.
Yeah, we'll have a 2-minute break, and we'll be right back with Congressman Doug LaMalfa.
We get it almost every night, and when that moon gets big and bright, it's a supernatural delight. Every border was dancing in the moon.
Harvest in the Gardens is Saturday, October 7th, featuring a hay maze, animals, live music, a mini farmer's market, pumpkin painting, and more. Harvest in the Gardens, Saturday, October 7th. Tickets and info at turtlebay.org.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Come join Redding Electric Utility in celebrating Public Power Week on Friday, October 6th. This year's free family event will be held in downtown Redding on the Market Street block. There will be electric safety demonstrations, police and fire demonstrations, and free treats. This event will include energy-efficient raffle prizes, including a new e-bike. Come join the celebration on Friday, October 6th from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. For more information, call 530-339-7300 or visit our Facebook page at Redding Electric Utility.
Turtle Bay's 17th annual fall plant sale is taking place Saturday, October 7th, featuring California natives and drought-tolerant plants propagated on-site for our region. Turtle Bay's fall plant sale, Saturday, October 7th. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. It's 8:34 in the morning here on the 6th of October. Our guest is Congressman Doug Lamoff, and I'd just like to say how much we appreciate you coming on once a month on our show to be able to talk to your constituents and answer questions and all that. No, and you know what? The comment that just came through the chat room was, at least Lamoff has some humility. I appreciate that. You're talking about the vote. And, you know, those things happen, but, you know, and it's... but you didn't have to say that, but you did. So, you know, good on you. Linda asked about...
Well, the most important thing you have is that if people at least can trust what you're saying, then, you know, it's...
Yeah, absolutely.
It's, that's why I try and speak in plain language in my communications and just tell them what... I try to have a perfect record, but I screw up a vote once in a while.
Well,
usually it's not maybe on a big thing, but this one is a little bigger, especially on people's minds. And so, yeah, I have to take that one.
Well, Congressman, thank you for that. Hey, and we have talked regarding Speaker. We discussed Jim Jordan. We discussed a little bit about Steve Scalise. Now, can you tell us a little bit about Kevin Hearn?
Well, I gave you the preface there. He's about in his fourth term, I think, from Oklahoma, and he's been heading up our Republican Study Committee group, which again is puts out a it helps us a lot with good information, more background information than we would normally maybe get otherwise. So I joined up my first term. And they have a regular weekly lunch on that, but we can go over many topics and they bring some interesting speakers in sometimes too. And one of the divisions is called the Values Action Team, which it's battling out there for trying to keep normal curriculum in schools and protecting parents' rights and a lot of crazy stuff on. Late-term abortions and just all those things that, from the moral perspective, not necessarily maybe the fiscal one. And so the Values Action Team does a lot of good work in that. So Kevin heads up all that effort and the committees that Republican Study Committee oversees. And so we develop our own budget that usually is more focused on really, really trying to get to a balanced budget in a shorter amount of time than the track we generally seem to be on as an entire both houses of Congress and et cetera. So it's a really good group. It's responsible. It doesn't try and go so far out there that, normal people would say they're crazy,
Yeah.
And it's And I've been to many of the Freedom Caucus meetings too, just to say, hey, you know, what are you guys talking about? What are you working on and stuff? But they are seen by people as taken a little too far. But you know, the name implies freedom, and they're all dedicated to it. But there's also a certain amount of pragmatism, which is a dirty word a lot of times, but we're in the system we operate in. We're not drawing a brand new blueprint like they were in 1789. We're 240 plus years of layers of stuff over that. That I'd like to peel back those layers and get back to what does the Constitution say, and what does it mean, and what is actually sensible. Because there's a lot of nonsensical things that government does that just puts people through unneeded additional pain, getting permits and delays. Government doesn't care when it gets anything done or not. Meanwhile, we're all waiting for it to act when we need a permit to do a project or whatever, you know, or getting water storage done or getting these guys to cut some trees so we don't have the next horrific fire, all that stuff. Government, you know, just doesn't do a lot very well. And so that comes from the type of thinking we have in RSC and even in Freedom Caucus too. Mm-hmm. I, that's where we find a lot of agreement. So Kevin's a really good guy heading that up, and he had to be elected by 80 plus members of the RSC to have a majority there. So it ended up being a strong majority for him to get that committee group there. So you know, but I haven't made a decision on the three yet because I haven't heard their pitch. I've spoken with one of them on the phone and still need to talk to the two other guys. Kevin has a message in for me, and I'll probably hear from Steve a little bit later too.
Switching to something that is near and dear to most Americans is the border. And Department of Homeland Security, Mayorkas said, "Hey, we need to build a wall along the border." Was this a surprise?
Do you have a 7 second delay if I said a swear word?
We do, but do you know where it is? Okay, Pat's ready.
No, don't, please. You can just say blank.
Okay, well, how about no?
Okay, there we go. We got it.
All right.
You know, because Biden said it was racist, immoral, and all this to have a wall, and now all of a sudden they're saying, we have a crisis on the border. We've had a crisis for 3 years.
There's another one for you. What the blank, you know? So it's just like, welcome to the party, dummies. It's just, you know, have they checked the TVs and finally seen where people are? Have they let so many illegal immigrants into this country? Illegal aliens, I should say. I don't want to get sucked into the language. You know when they say migrants? What an insult that is.
Economic visitors.
Yeah, like the one that breaks into your home, right?
Yeah.
So it's just, and I know they're human and it's all that, and you know, but at a level I don't blame them, because the Biden administration and a lot of others have been giving them a green light for a long time. Like, hey, come on up, it's free. They're like, well, why wouldn't they? You know, so I've been down to the border and a couple occasions, it's been a year and a half now or something, down at Arizona. It's just unbelievable the stuff that is, you see, just left on the ground and what that means, but also sections of the border there where the new fence had been built, but there's still gaps in it. And so the people will just walk along the fence and go through the gap. But in the meantime, we had basically one of those tour vans down there. They were going down to the far end and picking them and bringing them back to the process center so they could cut them loose in the country. So we're actually, it's a welcome wagon situation.
Where are these
people?
They were walking
right past us and, you know, smiling, and some of our guys
Yeah.
Stop and talk to them in Spanish a little bit. I mean, you know, some of them seem like pretty nice folks. And the thing is, this isn't asylum that's being processed here. This is not asylum seekers. These are economic refugees, so to speak. They come here to opportunity or jobs or handouts or whatever they're going to get. And it's devastating. This is devastating all of our systems of in education, health, housing, everything else. And so it's, we can't keep absorbing this. And we have a right and a sovereign right as a country to have a defended border. And so if these guys are coming out saying, well, we need to have a fence, like, well, you know, I'll go back to the barnyard terminology there, but it's like, It's ridiculous, and at least I hope nobody forgets this stuff and gets sucked into reelecting a bunch like this in 24.
The another question everybody has, and the Biden administration refuses to answer it, is where are all these people going to? I mean, Governor Abbott, I thought, was brilliant, sending busloads of people up to different places, but New York is overrun, Illinois is getting overrun, you know, all these places in, you know, hard blue areas. And
That's when they get bussed there more or less by these guys or by Governor DeSantis and them. So, you know, but you see now finally the liberal mayor and their liberal governor of New York are starting to finally push back. We can't do it anymore. Like, well, you had to basically give me your tired, your poor as your campaign rhetoric, trying to look like the better person. But now you finally caught up to what the numbers really mean, right, Mr. Mayor and Governor Hochul there in New York? So now they've finally reached the saturation point. Well, guess what? The saturation point has already been overrun in the small towns and communities along the border states and farther inland. So many of them, you know, you see hundreds of people dropped into a town in Georgia, okay, and the government's flying in there on airplanes. And this is all done at the behest of the administration with their budget. We try and find ways to cut that budget, but they move money around and they still do it. They're not accountable to it. The accountability is going to come in elections. Is about the only way you can do that, unless you find that there's something that's actually illegal, in which case Jim Jordan and James Comer are going to find out in their committees and at least try and put the light of day, even though the media will lie about it or not cover it. You know, I mean, it's really stacked against, I think, normal values in the way things are going. The Department of Justice corrupt. And FBI, CIA, the whole works. Just doesn't seem like you can't trust it anymore. And that means why trust me? Why trust anybody? Right? People are going to get cynical. Why trust any of them? You know, and that's bad because people become non-participants then,
right.
And they don't vote and they don't hold anybody accountable. So you know, you have to play it straight, and people do have to take part in it. You know, they can't just get disgusted and turn away. People have to. It takes more than just election year. You got to be a part, you know. So anyway.
Well, no, I mean it's the fact is that there's several million people came across that border over the last couple of years under Biden, and it is overtaxing many communities, and they finally woke up to say, you know what, people here in the United States are upset about this, so let's pivot over here to, oh, we're going to close the border before the election. Anyway, give us two more minutes.
Biden sort of implied that a year and a half ago.
Yeah.
Saying he would take action by last September to at least fill some of the gaps with the feds they have laying around, you know. And I don't know for sure yet if they've taken some of those many millions of dollars worth of fence material that have been laying in big stacks, and have they sold that off for, you know, a nickel on the dollar, or have they, you know, they have to pay storage on keeping it there. Like, well, they were tired of paying storage. So why don't you just put the blankety blank thing up? You know, when I was at that Arizona location there, it would be so easy just to fill in the gaps. And have many, many miles of fence there, and then those choke points where they do come through, you could have people there ready to, you know, either process them or turn them back. But what we've seen lately, I've seen photos where they've taken the gates and welded them open where you have the gates. Who's directing them to do that? It must be Mayorkas at the top directing the Border Patrol agents. No, we want these gates wide open. Weld them open. What kind of directive is that? That's crazy. How do they get away with this? And if the voters stay asleep on this, I guess it's going to keep happening.
You know, I think it's. I think America's pretty much awakened to how much of a problem this is. That's the only reason they would shift and say we're going to, you know, start putting the wall up again. Hey, Congressman, give us two more minutes, and we'll be right back.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary, you just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Now at Black Bear Diner, enjoy four new buttermilk biscuit creations. So huge, so monumental, you're going to need a fork and knife to enjoy them. Each featuring our enormous, baked, fresh in our kitchen every day buttermilk biscuits. The baby burn chicken fried steak. The savory tri-tip benedict. The hot honey crispy chicken. The colossal breakfast club. So get to Black Bear Diner today and grab your fork and knife for a limited time only.
Black Bear Diner.
Congratulations to all the volunteers and to the registered voters of District 1 in Shasta County. You took a stand against throwing away millions of your taxpayer dollars. Thousands of you signed the petition, and you put the recall of Supervisor Kevin Cry on the ballot. Soon we vote, paid for by the committee to recall Kevin Cry.
The flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, everybody. Today's Friday, the 6th of October, 8:50 in the morning, about 67 degrees out there. And it's going to be warm today, 96, and it's going to be a warm weekend. Weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Our guest, Congressman Doug LaMalfa, and I've gotten two or three questions about this. With Senator Feinstein dying, our thoughts and prayers go out to her family and all. And then Senator McConnell seeming to have some problems and some other things happening. Is it time to start thinking about term limits for elected officials at the federal level?
No. Well, it's always dangerous to a elected politician what they think about term limits, right? When they're sitting in office. So
how about an age thing?
Yeah. Well, I supported term limits as a regular old citizen back in the 90s when it was on the ballot for Californians to, I think Willie Brown was the focus of getting him out of there after a particular amount of time. I supported that. And as an assemblyman, there was a couple schemes to extend the terms or change the term limits. I opposed those because the people had put those forward. You know, you may remember that Trojan horse that went around California, came to the North State, that big wooden Trojan horse in 2008 to change the term limits, which would allow the Speaker and the Senate Majority Leader in Sacramento to stay an extra term. I don't know how that was supposed to work, but so I fought against that. That said, when you put a term limit in, what people will tell you in Sacramento is that it gives all the other infrastructure an advantage over inexperienced legislators, who 80% of the people that would go to the assembly during those timelines did not go on to become a state senator. Therefore, they'd be 6 years and out. So, you know, I mean, how long does it take to figure out where the restrooms are the first term and, you know, get into the groove here? So a term limit can have a double-edged sword to it, unless you made the amount of terms long enough. You give, what, 20? Oh, I can't believe that. You know, 20 years, that's way too long. Excuse me. So I don't know that that's the remedy, because it gives the bureaucracy, the media, and everything else the advantage over a legislator. Now, on the other hand, we're not indispensable. We're easily replaceable. A friend of mine in Sacramento, after term limits kicked in, said, "Yeah, well, you guys are all a bunch of interchangeable monkeys anyway." Like, that's a ego you know, straightening perspective there in case you're going to develop one. I get it. So, you know, an age limit thing. I don't want to be setting an arbitrary age on how long people are going to be. Do you make, you know, make it 70? Do you make it 75? You make it 80? I don't know. Senator Feinstein, she was 90, and yeah, it was pretty rough for the last few years. Mm-hmm. And the voters did put her in for that last term, but you know, elections are. Incumbents have a great big home field advantage, you know, incumbents in elections. I mean, so it's a deal where, yeah, it's hard either way. But I don't want to put a age number on anybody that way, because I think that's in a way disrespectful to seniors that still have a lot to contribute at whatever age. It's up to the voters. The voters have to decide, is this right, you know? And that isn't always, it doesn't always seem up to the voters, because massive amounts of money can, you know, give an incumbent like that who has millions of dollars in the bank a home field advantage over anybody that would try and challenge that. But ultimately it's the voters, and I think I'm still going to err on the side of the voters on that, you know?
Okay. Governor Newsom, in his infinite wisdom, appointed a woman that lives in Maryland to be the next senator from California. It seems to have caused a lot of consternation. Hey. Yep. Okay, play it. Play it.
Shame.
Shame.
She evidently had roots in California, I guess, but that doesn't make the excuse. That's no excuse for the way he did it. He came out of the chute a while back, said he was going to pick a black female to fill the role. So, and that was way before Senator Feinstein had indicated that she was going to resign, or that she, you know, that she might pass or whatever. And so they were already circling vultures a long time ago, and he picked just like Biden did. Okay? When you declare a situation like that, and I don't care if it's a black female or whoever, whatever it is, but you don't do it on the criteria of, like, we're going to pick him because of this race and gender, you know. So what he did was take 94% of the population off the table when that occurred and said, you need not apply because we're going to go with this 6% of the population right here. And the fact that she's part of the some fashion of the LGBT bunch, and that she was also a big union organizer, probably checks a couple other big boxes for the Democrats too. So, you know, it's just,
she
it's
lives
a pathetic
in Maryland.
Appointment.
She lives in Maryland.
Well, she scrubbed all that. She's got a residence. Supposedly she owned property in California beforehand. So it'll be enough to just whitewash the whole thing, and it'll all work out. Nothing's going to come of it. Instead, they're going to be, the media is going to be preening over, oh, she's another first, you know, the first black female from California, and also she's LGBTQ and all that stuff. So they'll just be preening over all that for a time.
I just can't believe there wasn't another black female in the state of California that he could choose. You know, they have to go out of state. Anyway, okay.
They ought to be insulted. You know, my first experience in the state assembly in early 2003, we honor a woman of the year each district in the state assembly.
Yeah.
And so the guy that sat behind me was from San Francisco. And so, hey, I'm, you know, amicable guy. I just, oh, hey, man, who'd you bring from? Who's your woman of the year? Like, well, it was a dude in a dress. Like, you mean they couldn't find, out of 225,000 women in a San Francisco district, a woman he could have given it to? No, they so that was back in 2003. So there ought to be, and look at women's sports these days, when letting former males or whatever compete in them and stuff. You mean you can't just let this be for women? You just can't let this be for the general. There's a lot of ways to be insulted by this.
Okay, hey, Congressman, we're running out of time, so this last 3 minutes is all yours.
Okay, good.
And I'll give you a heads up when we're a minute out.
Okay, well, 15 seconds probably do it. So anyway, I don't have a whole agenda here other than, you see what's going on, folks, and we're going to be back in the throes here of getting the speakership done. And the House can't do any actual official work until a speaker is named. That's right in the rules. That's right in the law. And so we're going to wrestle with that here Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. I'm not sure. We're still getting word from the I just got a note a while ago that says they're going to try and put the debate on Fox TV or something between these three candidates I mentioned. I don't know. I think that starts to turn it into a clown show, but we'll see what the where the wind prevails on that. But we got a lot of things to worry about too. We actually have to do the work. We have to get fire victims are going to be taxed unless we can get a bill done or at least get a provision to get IRS to hold off. That's in front of our minds here. We got to get water storage done because you know they're starting to let the water out of the lakes in order to get down to their flood control level, their conservation level, they call it. Electricity, you know, our grid is still vulnerable, and these dummies are taking down hydroelectric dams that make CO2-free power, right? Actually, and by the way, CO2 is only 0.04% of the atmosphere. It's not a threat. It's actually necessary. We got a presidential coming up. Trump is blowing everybody else away, so unless these phony baloney charges and stuff stick to him that these corrupt people in New York and other judicial systems are doing, he's probably going to be the nominee, so we're going to have to go mano a mano either with whatever shred of Biden is left in the White House, or should they move Kamala forward, which I doubt. And so the big threat here is Gavin Newsom going to become the Democrat nominee. Is it going to be Trump versus Newsom? Newsom being in the White House is just about the worst thing you could imagine having our country subject to. The leader of the free world would be this Shame. Corrupt guy with no belief system. Shame. So we got to stop that. Hmm. What was that?
No, it was just every time we mention Newsom's name, it's that thing that goes shame, shame, and a bell rings.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm trying to hold my producer off because I said one. Yeah, okay, yeah. Enough of that.
There's no good outcome of Newsom being in charge of anymore. I mean, the state is in shambles because of him, and it's not just him; it's the legislature too. You got a 3-to-1 ratio of Democrats. No, 4-to-1. 4-to-1 in the state senate. It's like 32-8, if I remember right. And so there's nothing good. They're emboldened to pass whatever crazy legislation against parents, against an education you'd want for your kids, on energy, on, you know, how Shasta County conducts
the news
from
Town Hall is brought to you by
KCNR. So, anyway, so is that my?
Yeah, that's kind of it. We're
leaving chime here, so I'll let you go.
Hey, Congressman.